granted us this opportunity to sit at your feet and to hear your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to be here. So, I mean, first of all, let's congratulate the Alex Kwaponsel. They've done very well. Celebrate them with a hand clap. It's not easy. It's not easy just getting a message one day and saying we are meeting here today to do everything that we are in. Don't care. I don't care what you tell me. You have no excuses. That's all. Sometimes if you don't do things like that, you not get things done. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? I mean, with all the music going on. So let's turn down the keyboard. So I promised you a few weeks ago that we'll start a series today entitled Dead to Sin, Alive to God. Hallelujah. Dead to sin. Dead to sin. Dead to sin. Alive unto God. Dead to sin. Alive unto God. Hallelujah. Let's just have the keyboard down. I think with all this music in the background, so you can hear me, because the message is technical. You need to understand a few things. Okay. First, we will buy the whole place. What's the order? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are talking about dead to sin, alive unto God. And in order for us to understand what it entails, we need to understand a few basic things before we can move on. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says that, go to Ephesians chapter 4. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Let's go to verse 12. It says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. So I was thinking, Lord, I want to be more like you, Jesus. So, and if you've been here for some time, you'll be wondering, is this a song that we should be singing? Because already we've been made like Christ, okay? Being born again, we are already like Christ. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. 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 When you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen.
So we've been made in fashion, essentially in the spirit, just like Christ is. Amen. The Christian is not trying to be like Jesus. The Christian was born again in the fashion of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, I hear people, it's very funny, especially when it comes to, I'm talking to somebody who, if you ask, they'll tell you, I've been a Christian for a long time, and he was having an argument with his wife or something. He was having an argument with something, and when I was telling him about, you know, not being in strife and not keeping unforgiveness in your heart, and he was telling me, it is God who forgives. But I'm not God, oh. Hallelujah. That's how some of you think, like, oh, I'm not God, so I can't forgive like that. I'm not God, so I can't love like that. I'm not God, so I can't walk like this. It's not true. The Bible says that, you see, when you are born again, if you understand, this week we'll be talking about eternal life, what eternal life is. When you are born again, you receive eternal life into your spirit, okay? And eternal life is God's nature, it's God's life. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3. See, it's possible to be in a church. It's possible to be born again for a very long time and not grow. You'll be the same. Nothing has changed. Because what you need for growth is knowledge in the spirit. Amen. And if you are not getting accurate knowledge, you will not grow. And if you don't grow, your life will be pitiful. It would have been better if you were not born again. But there's nothing better than not being born again. Than being born again. Hallelujah. It's the best thing in the world. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Or let's read verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, it means that being born again, you become a partaker. Somebody who partakes, somebody who is joined to God's nature, so that you can function and live like God in the earth realm. Hallelujah. When you say people think it's blasphemy, it's not blasphemy. That was God's plan. Okay, so you say you are a child of God. If God gives birth to children, what nature do you want them to have? Do you want them to have the nature of fish? Do you want them to have the nature of crab? No, obviously, they will have the nature of God, so that they can live like God. Hallelujah. You understand? So, when you are born again, you have the exact nature of God. But you don't exactly function like God because you've not grown. Hallelujah. Okay. When you give birth to a baby, have you given birth before? When you give birth to a baby, is the baby a pig? Human being, if you give birth to a baby, do you? Is the baby a goat? No, obviously the baby is a human being, right? The baby is a human being. But can the baby walk? Now, can human beings walk? But can the baby walk? Why can't the baby walk? He's not old enough. He's not grown enough. Hallelujah. Now, can the baby talk? No. But can human beings talk sensibly? Why? Why can't the baby talk sensibly? He's not grown and developed to the stage where he can talk sensibly as human should. Is the baby still human? But why can't the baby carry out the exact human functions that are expected of human beings? Because the baby is not grown. The baby has not come of age. Hallelujah. So when you talk to people and they tell you, "Hey, I'm not God," you can tell that this one is a baby. Wait, so I asked for this one, I cannot do it. You can tell that the baby is, this one is a baby in the spirit. Can be born again for 25, 29, 35 years and still the person is a baby. You'll be shocked what pastors can say. Pastors of churches can say, this one needs to grow. This one needs to become a church member under somebody who's grown, so that they grow. Because he might be grown physically, but he's wearing diapers in the spirit. Hallelujah. And it's dangerous to sit in a ministry where your pastor is a baby. What will he be teaching? What can a baby teach you? Hallelujah. So we are born again. We have the intrinsic ability to function like God, but we've not grown yet. You see, so when you sing a song like, "Lord, I want to be more like you," it's not, "I want to be more like you because I'm not like you." I want to be more like you in function. In other words, I want to grow to that place, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that I can function like you. Amen. Why are people living in sin? They are not grown. It's not that they are not evil. Not everybody who sins is a sinner. It's true. Romans chapter 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you learning something already?
Yes.
Yeah, because I have to run away from ward rounds. Ideally, ward rounds should be 7. And this man says you come at 9.